RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not bad.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, everybody. Here on a Saturday in March, we welcome you into Tee to Green, live and on the air on WGR Sports Radio 550. My name is Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Kevin Sylvester working this week for the Match Play Championships down in Austin, Texas. We'll have Kevin coming up a little bit later on in our show. Coming up this week, we are at the Western New York PGA Hall of Fame and offices at Glen Oak Golf Course in Amherst. We're excited to be here. Each spring, we do a show in conjunction with the Western New York PGA, one of our show partners, and we're excited to be here to tell you everything that they do and how you can get involved in golf in Western New York. Victoria Shiro, the interim executive director of the Western New York PGA, will join us in just one moment. But we'll get our Western New York PGA tip of the week coming up, our PGA Tour leaderboard, Champions Tour report, LPGA report, talk about Phil Mickelson not playing in the Masters, and other things on match play coming up. But we say good morning to Jeff Mitis. Jeff.
Good morning. Yep, getting a little psyched, starting to watch some of those Masters previews on TV and the, you know, the little warm-up videos mm-hmm. that they got coming for golf here. So starting to get that bug ready for golf season to percolate up here and get going.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of the NCAA tournament, which obviously is on CBS, which they've been pumping the Masters promos about. Seems like every other commercial you get one coming back from break.
Yeah, it still gets me a little excited. Yeah, gets the hair on the arm standing up a little bit when you watch
it. The music is... is well known. It really gets you excited. You got the Masters hat going this morning, which
yes,
is
I
nice.
Do. They have a nice brand there at the Masters, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, that works for them. Yeah, they probably have been successful with that.
I wouldn't be changing my logo or my colors anytime soon, yeah.
Yeah, they do a nice job. So, yeah, we're 2 weeks away from the Masters. We're excited to, I'm sure, over the next few weeks, talk quite a bit about that. So that's coming up. We'll maybe get in a little Masters talk, too, in the second segment. But let's bring in our guest this morning, Victoria Shiro, the interim executive director of the Western New York PGA. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me. This is great. And thank you for all that you guys are doing to help grow the game of golf and everything that you're doing to help the Western New York section.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, the Western PGA has been a big part of our show for many years, supporting our show. And
I'm a member, proud member.
Yeah. And all of us at Tee to Green, we're excited that we're involved in some initiatives, too, along the way. Our, you know, some charity work and our annual Duster Putting Challenge, which gets bigger and better every year. So we'll talk about that in a second. But Victoria, I know it's getting ready for the golf season here. I know probably some people have already even played maybe at some area courses, but we're getting ready to go. Can you feel the buzz in the building of everybody getting ready for golf season here?
I sure can. The sun comes out and so do the golfers.
Would you use the word buzz? Is that the word you'd use?
Yeah.
Or like a swarm?
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
Yeah, it is a great time of year when you're enthusiastic about golf. And the Western New York PGA, this is when we start ramping up with everything we do because we run tons of, tons of junior programs. Can you go into a few of the programs that people listening may not know what the Western New York PGA does in this area or how people can get involved in golf?
Sure. So I'll start with our junior programs. We've got a great rock star of a director of junior golf and player engagement, Mackenzie Culhane, also known as Mac. She's getting started here with our junior tour, which registration is already on its way. Last day to register for that is going to be, I think, June 30th. Kicking off at Ridgemont, April 16th is our first one. So the junior tour is kids 10 to 18 years old. And you can get into either a full-time program with 10 events or a part-time program with 5 events.
And there's 9 holes?
There. 9 holes. There's 18 holes, all types of divisions.
But the sooner you get in, the better your options are as far as selecting courses because they do fill up, right?
As soon as they fill up, they are full. So if you want to get in somewhere specific, I would recommend registering soon.
Yeah, and the process is super easy. My son Jack's in it. He's 12. He plays in that 9-hole division. And we did it last year for the first time, and he had a blast. And the best part about it is that, you know, for him and I, especially in the summer where my schedule is a little bit more free, like we would make a day of it, you know, driving to the course, talking about where are we going to go to lunch after, that sort of thing. And we, you know, didn't – some of these players, brand new friends that he made, now we're in contact with. Like we've met him at the Dome over the winter a few times, and, you know, I've gotten to know the other parents and – it's been a pleasurable experience for both, but just doing that, it's been a lot of fun.
And I bet he's looking forward to it again this year.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we've already signed up, and you know what you said about signing up. There's these lists of courses, depending upon where you're listening right now. Although, you know, Rochester, even a little east of Rochester, there's courses all in the Buffalo area, down in the Southern Tier, even some in Pennsylvania towards Erie and Bradford, and you know you can kind of go through like everybody does with their calendar. Okay. You know, when are we on vacation? When are we in town? When are we here? And go through and find your dates and pick your tournaments. And like you said, if you're a beginner, you want to if your son or daughter wants to try it, you can do 5 or you can do up to 10 if you want to as well.
And if you're just really new to golf, we offer some other programs, right? The junior, what's the
junior
phrase?
Golf days.
Junior
yeah, that
golf
is
days.
A very exciting program.
And that's for like littler kids, right?
Yeah, yeah. So that's ages 5 to 9. So we get a lot of calls about parents who want 7-year-olds, 6-year-olds getting involved. Well, that is a great way. Our schedule is on our website. It's junior golf days. Our first one is over at the Rochester House of Sport by Dick's Sporting Goods over there, and that's on April 10th.
And these are free?
These are completely free.
And yep. Does Chris Kalinske run these?
He sure does.
Okay, I've been doing junior golf for 35 years. I've never seen anybody better with kids than Chris Kalinske. It's actually, I learned a lot from watching him teach kids last year. It's great. So if you're a parent, you want to get your kid, it's just an intro. They don't need to know anything. Just show up. Don't
Correct,
need clubs.
Yeah.
Don't need
no
a thing.
Experience necessary and no equipment either. Just come, have a good time. It's a great program.
All right, so that's junior golf days for the younger kids if you want to get them started. We talked about junior tour. Junior tour is probably for players that would have played golf before or had at least some experience playing their own ball and that sort of thing. Now, if they are a little older and maybe they've hit the ball, you know, they've been around, they feel like they want to get out on the course, but maybe they're not ready to play their own ball and play in the junior tour, there's kind of that nice middle spot, which is PGA Junior League, which you can get in on, and you're, it's more of like a team setting, and also a little bit less pressure too, I think, because it's a team event, right?
Yes.
You're with a partner all the time.
Team event, and they've got coaches and captains that are with you the whole way through your game.
And it's just fun.
Yeah,
it's a team idea. There's pressure taken off the kids. They're wearing uniforms. They're having laughs. They're getting high fives, learning the rules, the etiquette, and it's just fun.
Yeah, Junior League is essentially, it's a two-man scramble where you are with a partner. So I love that part about it. Jack did that before he did the Junior Tour when he was a little younger, and I thought it was great because if you miss a shot, nobody cares because you can just use your partner's ball.
Right.
Just like we would at any scramble tournament. So I think that part is great. No big deal. Oh, you duffed one. No big deal. Use your partner's ball. You're fine.
And then they're rooting for each other and everything. And they make buddies.
Yeah. So I think that's a really, really nice spot that if you want your son or daughter to maybe, you know, say, look, you know, they've played before. We've had them out of the course before. Let's maybe get them in some sort of setting where they can play. I think the Junior League is great. So now there are a lot of area clubs across Western New York that have Junior League teams. So if you're curious if your club has one, obviously contact your local PGA Pro. They'll let you know if you have a Junior League team. There also is a league here at Glen Oak. So if you're not maybe a member somewhere, you can follow up and see if there's room here at Glen Oak as well. You can also, of course, check the PGA Junior League website. That'll have all the information on all the participating clubs as well as to find out maybe where there's openings.
And you need a PGA Pro to help you through that process because it's run by the PGA professionals. So,
yeah. Another event, another one that's free, we mentioned golf junior days are free. Drive, chip, and putt is free. We were talking about the Masters here to start the show, Jeff. I know that's one of your favorite TV to-dos. Sunday morning, the week of the Masters before it starts, the drive, chip, and putt finals. Where there's a lot of the pros there watching drive, chip, and putt. And we have the local rounds here in Western New York, too.
And we've had kids from here make it there, which has been great. And talk about great TV. You watch these little kids come out, and they're, you know, and there's Bubba Watson watching you hit some chips and putts and talking to you. It's my favorite part of the week almost for the Masters to watch that Sunday morning.
Tori, can you talk about what drive, chip, and putt's all about? Because that, again, you don't necessarily have to be at a certain level to show up and be a part of that. And that's free, and it's another... It's not even an all-day sort of thing. So if you want to kind of get your kids sucked into maybe a little competitive event, but really fun, tell us what that day's about, drive, chip, and putt.
Yeah, drive, chip, and putt is super exciting, and Mac's going to get to head over to Augusta to witness that firsthand, so that's pretty exciting for our section to be able to have her do that. So drive, chip, and putt, like you said, it's 7 to 15 years old. You come in. You drive one, you chip one, and you putt one, and your score is calculated, and you try to do the best that you can. But again, no real golf experience. You don't really have to have gone out on the course. You're just swinging the club, and it's really great to see the kids get so excited about it, and they're very passionate about it when they come out. It's a great, great day.
Yeah, you get introduced. You know, there's a lot of cool stuff that goes with it, and it's just an experience more than it is a competition, I would say.
And, of course, important, there's always some sort of little cool swag you get when you show up, too, which...
Golfers are about swag.
That's right. You know.
Hence, we have a radio show, yeah.
That's right.
So we can get the free gear. You know, I'd like to point something out. I've known Victoria a very long time. Excellent, excellent woman. And she leads an all-female staff here at the Western New York PGA. And, you know, with the lack of diversity in golf and stuff like that, I'm really proud to say that that's our current situation here and leading by example. And I'm super proud to have her running our organization right now.
Thank you. That means a lot. Yeah, we have myself on staff, Matt Colhane, who I mentioned, and our new director of competitions, Ashley Easterday, who is very busy getting caught up to speed as her season starts pretty soon as well.
So work's actually getting done then, Jeff, is what you're saying.
Whatever. I'm not going to comment on that. I know she's way better than her husband on the radio, but I'll tell you that.
No, that's great to hear. I mean, Jeff, I know an initiative of the PGA of America, Beyond Western New York, is get as many involved in golf.
Inclusion and diversity.
Look, you have said it many times, and this, you're not being mean about it. Mm-hmm. You said golf for a long time and still in many spots was white men. And you said, look, we have to get more people involved in the game. It's such a great game for everybody to involve. What a great example here, an all-female staff here at the Western PGA.
Right, and that's and it's hard to change. It's hard to move a ship around like that. But it is changing, and it is turning. And these they're hired because of initiatives, and they end up being the best. So that's you know, that's what's working, and we're going to continue to do that. And we'll throw around, I know the Western PGA is going to be in good hands for a long time. Like, I look at our wall here. We're in the offices, and they're all the past presidents of the Western New York PGA, and they're all middle-aged white guys. So we need to change that going forward a little bit.
Yeah, and I think it is definitely heading in the right direction. We've seen that even nationally with the PGA of America. So yeah. That's a good thing for
yes,
sure.
Yes, it is.
Victoria Shiro, the interim executive director of the Western New York PGA, joining us here on Tee to Green. Brian Colesey, along with PGA pro Jeff Mitis. We'll have Kevin Sylvester later in the show from the match play event in Austin, Texas, and we'll update what's going on that. Okay, so those are some of the programs. Any of the programs that we mentioned there, all those junior items, the junior tour, the junior league, drive, chip, and putt, junior golf days, all that information you can find out on the Western Europe PGA website. WNYPGA.com is the easy way to get it. Now let's talk about some charitable tie-ins that the Western Europe PGA is in. I know our event that we are a part of for Tee to Green, the Putting Challenge, we call it the Duster Challenge. We had it at Glen Oak this past summer. It was awesome. Our fifth edition, we'll be back for our sixth year again here this summer at Glen Oak. We'll have details coming up in weeks ahead. And Jeff, I know that's an event that we love. It's a putting contest, but another night of fun where we raise money for a great cause.
Oh, it's just a night you look forward to every year. It's just fun is all it is. Yeah, everybody comes out. We're starting to get the same people showing up. It's sold out last year, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to get in early this year. But it's a really, really cool event. It's just a night. It's a good date night for golfers, I would say. Yeah, mm-hmm. you grab somebody and go putting. Yeah, because there's no stress. It's like the PGA Junior League. All you're doing is hitting some putts for fun and having something to eat and a Michelob Ultra responsibly, you know, stuff like that. And then we added the par crawl in the fall. Can you talk about that a little, even though I'm involved with it? Yes.
I can, yeah. Yes, our par crawl happens in Ellicottville. Last year we did it in the fall. It looks like that's going to be happening again. We are in the very early planning stages, but I'm very excited to give you a teaser of what that is. It's custom turf, goes around to the local bars there in Ellicottville and sets up putting greens at the bar, some inside, some outside. And you've got a scorecard, and you go around to each of the places, and you try to make some putts, and at the end there's some great prizes, raffles, and a chance to win tickets to the 2023 PGA Championship there.
It might have been a little bit of fun last year.
It was fantastic. It was a great day, and we were very lucky with the weather as well. It was sunny and beautiful, just a great day.
Everybody's like, I'm doing that again next year.
Yeah.
That was an easy one.
The charities themselves, I know our Duster event is for the PGA Reach. There's PGA Hope. Can you talk a little bit about what those do and what are some of the money across the area that they'll be raising for?
Sure. So PGA Reach is our big foundation. Underneath that is our pillars, youth, military, and diversity and inclusion. So we have under our military, there is PGA Hope. And a lot of all of the proceeds for the par crawl really go to PGA Hope. PGA Hope kicks off here in Buffalo on May 25th, and that's a program for our veterans to come out free of charge to learn how to play and get golf ready, get comfortable, and be able to use tool as a golf in their everyday life.
Yeah, and it's run through the VAs, and there's a Rochester, there's one down in Erie, so it's a regional thing. So if you're a veteran and want to learn a little bit about golf, contact your VA.
Contact the VA, and the section will set you up.
Yeah, and that's a cool thing. And actually, Victoria and I are heading to the PGA Championship under that umbrella, aren't we?
Yes, we are. So we'll be in Tulsa there the week of the PGA Championship. The beginning of the week is a Secretary's Cup, which includes a team of Jeff himself, our PGA Hope ambassador, Scott Smalter, and then a veteran from each of our chapters, Buffalo, Rochester, and Erie. And they'll have a few days of fun golf.
That's awesome. So you guys will be there. It's at Southern Hills this year, the PGA Championship is in Tulsa.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never been to Oklahoma, so I'm looking forward to
Me
it.
Me either. It'll be a great
Might
time.
Might be a little hot. Yeah.
That's great. And you, Jeff, were you part of getting PGA Hope off and running, right?
When my first year as president, we had it. But we ran it at Grover Cleveland, I remember the first year, and I think we had six people. And now I don't know how many hundreds of people go through it every year. So it's been really, really cool.
Yeah. And of course, you mentioned the PGA Championship here. Let's finish, Victoria, about talking about next year's PGA Championship. I know preparations have. This isn't just a the tournament's next week. Let's get the bleachers out,
fill up the cooler.
Yeah. This is years of planning. It'll be in Western New York next year at Oak Hill in Rochester. You know, one of the best courses in the world that hosts so many great events. So I know everybody around here is getting ready for that. What's your role amongst the many, I'm sure, for that event?
Yes, so I am heavily involved with the planning here for the PGA Championship next May. Like you said, years in the making. They get started several years in advance, and it's going to be a great experience, very truly special to have something like that be in Rochester again at Oak Hill.
The senior PGA was there in 2019, mm-hmm. and I was there for that, and I've been there for the other PGAs too recently, but Jeff, that course has hosted everything. The Ryder Cups, PGAs, the U.S. Opens, the U.S. Senior Opens, Senior PGAs.
U.S. Amateurs.
U.S. Amateurs.
I think it's the only facility in the world that's hosted every men's major there is, as far as like the Ryder Cup, the Amateur, all those different events. I'm pretty sure that's a factual statement about Oak Hill.
Yeah, and I know that moving the PGA to May, when it initially happened, there was some thought on that, but I've maybe nerves. Oh, can you have a major here in May? But it looks like everything's worked out pretty well so far.
So far, and weather can happen any week, right?
That's true.
And Oak Hill's a challenge, and there's a cool buzz. I mean, I've been to a lot of PGA events, and when they're the majors or the masters, those are the ones where there's a lot more excitement around it. And, I don't get geeked up for too much. I've been in golf for a lot. I get geeked up for that week, and I'm looking forward to hanging out all week and just being around that show.
It's a super fun week to be there too. I'm sure Jeff, representing the PGA Western New York, because this is chance. It's like, it's your home. It's your chance to be the home team this week, right?
Yeah. We're the host section for the event. Yeah. And we've had this job a lot of times though, and, it'll be good. Yeah. We're looking forward to it.
And Oak Hill, since the senior PGA in 2019, has been redesigned, for those that don't know.
Yes. They've done a lot of work to the golf course. Actually, it'll be interesting to see the changes, how they affect the tour players. You know, that's one of those places you don't need par 72 to have a great golf course. So, but a lot of people have played Oak Hill, and what's cool for us is we played it, and mm-hmm. we've been on the facility and on site, and to see the changes now and to watch the good players play a place that you've played a lot of rounds at is really kind of fun.
Yeah. No, It's the coolest golf course I've ever played, so I think it's really fun, and it's great to see the pros, and you're like, hey, I was over there. No, I was there after two, not one, but
and he got up and down. They found a way to get up and down too. Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that. We will be giving away tickets throughout the some of our shows this year. So make sure you're tuning in each week. Make sure you're also following us on Twitter and Instagram at T2GBuffalo. We'll have more information there, how you can get involved and get yourself a chance to win a pair of free tickets to next year's PGA Championship.
Yeah, we'll be broadcasting from there, too. That'll be fun.
I know. Looking forward to that. All right. Western New York PGA website. Check it out, WNYPGA.com. Or if you're here at Glen Oak, you can come in, check out the Hall of Fame. Let's finish with that, too. How about people can come in and see the Hall of Fame, right? We're right next door. I put out some pictures on Twitter. I'll put them up on Instagram as well here during the commercial break. Anyone can come in and see the Hall of Fame, right?
Anyone can come in. Our doors are always open. We're here at Glen Oak. You can pop on in. We've got a nice custom turf putting green out there.
Oh, that's right. Yes, mm-hmm. yes. You could look at your cross-promoting. Very good.
I'm a natural.
Yes, you are.
That's right. Yeah, if you want to come in and see Jeff, they can even come in and they can take a selfie next to your president photo in here.
Yeah, I look older in that picture than I was. Yes. I say that all the time.
I thought you said I was supposed to use the word distinguished.
Yeah, distinguished at 30. Yeah.
Well, Victoria, thank you so much for the warm welcome this morning and for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You can come on in and see Victoria and her staff here. Again, the Western PGA offices, they're inside the Glen Oak Banquet Facility. You can check it out there. And again, the Hall of Fame is open to the public. Really, really cool spot. They've got a whole bunch of different plaques and trophies and history and honoring some of the people that have done some great work here in Western New York to help promote the game of golf, which we love to do every week on our show, Tee to Green. All right, we're going to take a quick time out here on WGR. When we come back, we'll get Jeff's Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. We'll get our leaderboard as well as we roll on. Again, Kevin Sylvester from the Dell Match Play coming up at 7:45. Thanks for listening. More Tee to Green coming up in a moment. We'll take a time out right now here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, golfers. It's time for our tip of the week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Welcome back on Tee to Green, segment number two. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. Kevin Sylvester coming up in just a little bit from the match play in Austin. We are live at the Western New York PGA Hall of Fame and offices inside the Glen Oak facility building here. We appreciate Victoria Shiro, the interim executive director of the Western New York PGA, for joining us last segment. Lots of good information. If you maybe caught it midstream or you're just joining us now, a great informational segment on how you can get your son or daughter involved in golf. Numerous programs, little kids, they've got golf junior days, drive, chip, and putt, a free event. If you want to have your son or daughter maybe play in a league or with some more competition, there's PGA Junior League. There's the PGA Junior Tour. You can check all that out at the website, WNYPGA.com. And like I said, more great charitable work that they're doing. We didn't even mention Cans for Hope. If you drive by, you see the big trailer truck in the parking lot here at Glen Oak.
Yep, that helps the foundation. So bring your cans, drop them off in the parking lot here. There's a vehicle, there's a spot for it, and all that money goes to the Hope Foundation.
And as the weather gets better, maybe more cans will be consumed here, Jeff. So chance to drop them off and help out a great cause.
If you work in the bag room or the golf course, you might find a few empty beer cans now and again, yes.
For sure. Yes. All right, you heard there, our Western New York PGA tip of the week.
Save the beer cans? Was that the tip?
That is a good one. Save the beer cans for a great cause. Yes, drop them off here for the Cans for Hope. But this week's event, which we'll get more details on coming up with Kevin in about 15 minutes from now, is a match play. Of course, almost every event on the PGA Tour is stroke play, but it's match play this week. For those of you that maybe haven't followed it this week, it's essentially the March Madness version for golf. They get the bracket of 64 players. They rank them in groups of 16. If you're wondering how they actually do the brackets, once all the players that have committed to the events are in,
which is 64, right?
Which is 64, yeah. They take the top 16 and essentially seed them 1 through 16, and they put them all in their own, they call it pod. Then what they'll do is they'll take the next 16 ranked golfers, which essentially in this case would be like 17 through 32, and they put them in a hat. Well, I think there's officially a hat. I think there's like a little lottery ball bouncing thing, but whatever. They randomly draw those, and then those 16 players go in each of the pods, and then they'll do it for the next 16, and then for the last 16, you end up with four players in a pod. So how this event works is there's four players in each pod. They play one-on-one match play matches Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So amongst those four, one advances out. Whoever ends up with the most points, you get 2 points for a win, 1 point for a draw, no points for a loss. Whoever ends up with the most points ends up advancing to, I guess, what we like to refer to as the Sweet 16. Today is the round of 16 and the round of 8, and then tomorrow will be the semifinals and the finals. But it's all match play, so Jeff, these matches can last shorter than 18 holes. They technically could go to extra holes, but everything is based upon one hole. You win, lose, or tie the hole.
Yeah, it's a little different, and it seems like a fun way to play. It is a fun way to play. What happens is every day is a different match. So if you had a bad day before and lost, if you shoot 80 or something in the first round of a tour event, you're done.
Yeah.
But in this event, no, you can maybe not play your best and still win and catch a guy that's having a bad day. And so many things can happen. I don't know that it identifies the best player that week, but it's a neat format to watch and see these guys. Same like basketball. Are we identifying the best basketball team all the time, with these upsets? But same thing in golf.
Yeah. I mean, look at three of the four number one seeds are out. And if you said who's the best basketball team in the country, I'd probably maybe say Gonzaga. But they're not going to be the champion because it's a one-and-done thing, just like this match play thing. I mean, from at least now going forward, it's one-and-done.
Peter's one of the top eight teams in the country? Probably not. But same thing with this golf format.
But what a great story they are, and what a cool story sometimes we get in this golf event, too.
Right, yeah, and that's what makes for nice TV. And the match play's fun because the way you play is a little different. Your mindset's a little different. You can go for something and not worry about making a double. You're going to lose. You lose a hole, you lose a hole. You can lose by five or you can lose by one. You still lost the hole. And I think that affects how these players play. You still, when you're playing the match play events, you still want to keep that ball in play as much as possible because you're trying to put as much pressure on your opponent all the time. Where on a normal round of golf, you're playing against the golf course a little bit more, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess, that's what I was going to get to with our tip here is a lot of people on the golf course like to play match play. It's fun for exactly what you said, too. If you have a blow-up hole and you're playing stroke play and you're keeping your own score, let's face it, we've all played with players that ruins their day, and it makes it less fun for all of us. You take an eight on a hole, and you're like, oh, my God. And you're thinking about, let's face it, for everybody, you take a score that you're not happy with. Like, sometimes it's hard to let it go. We've obviously talked about ways to try to let it go, but sometimes that's there. Match play, you have a bad hole. Okay, you lost that hole. You move on to the next hole. It starts fresh right again. I think that's really, really what's a fun part about match play.
And I like the competition part. I'm playing you right now. You know what? I'm not playing everybody, somebody else who might be playing later today or anything like that. I got to beat you right now, in the here and now, on this next hole, with this next shot. And it's a different way of grinding it out. And, you try to find something you don't like about the guy you're playing or whatever you do to try to win. But you have that edge all the time while you're playing, and it makes it fun. It's the stuff you do with your buddies on the weekend. You're not playing, we'll play. You're playing hole by hole, two down automatics and all that stuff. And that's what makes it fun.
Yeah, you said keeping the ball in play is important. Would you say that's, like, if you were going to say, hey, what's the most essential thing to playing well in match play? Is that it? Keeping the ball, being more accurate? Does that mean more conservative? When you say keep the ball in play, does that mean play more conservative, or what does that mean?
I guess, for instance, if I'm on a short par four and my competitor whips out a 3-wood out there and he's got 80 yards, I'm going to try to be back at 100 because I'm comfortable stuffing a wedge in from 100. Put it in the fairway, try to get it close first and see if he can answer. And it's just a different way to play. I don't want to ever be out of the hole. I want to force my opponent to keep playing well, too. It's like the Bills bend, don't break defense kind of thing. Like, as long as I'm in that hole, I'm still forcing my opponent to hit good shots, too. So as soon as I blast one out or I'm looking at a big number, then he doesn't have to compete anymore. I want him to compete until he holds that putt.
And then, of course, on the green, there's always a part of match play that we'll watch the pros handle this weekend, which is conceding putts and giving putts and all that sort of thing. And there's maybe a little bit more strategy involved on the greens, too.
Yeah, I think most people will say, it, depending on your, who you're playing, certain guys have the heebie-jeebies with the putter, and you're going to make them putt everything. And as the round goes on, and the putt, you may give them early, so you know you don't want to see. I would give a lot of putts early because I don't want my opponent to see a lot of good short putts going in the hole. And then maybe when he needs one, he hasn't had to make a three-footer all day, and now it's 16, and now he's got to make a three-footer, and I'd like to put the pressure on him then instead of on number hole number two.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah, some good tips there for you. With Jeff on match play, we'll get Kevin's update coming up here in just a few minutes as he is there working this week. Some other news. We're 2 weeks away from the Masters, and we found out this week that Phil Mickelson is not going to be playing. We know this has been a rough start to 2022 for Phil Mickelson. If you've followed the news about him and his comments and the Saudi League that seems to be maybe at a standstill, and what Mickelson has had to say about the PGA Tour. Mickelson has said he's taking a break from golf. Whether he decided to not play in the Masters or he was pressured to not play in the Masters, he's not going to be playing in the Masters. He's listed under the category on the Masters official website this week as past champions not participating. And he's amongst that list that has some other player, some of the older players, even like Nick Faldo, who's on the broadcast, of course.
But he'll be present. But he'll be on the grounds. There'll be past champions that are not participating. They will be there.
Yes. So he did read that he is going to be there.
Oh, I did not.
No, I was. Oh, I was asking if you said he was.
No, I don't believe he'll be there. I think.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be there.
I think
he knows he's an instant distraction, and the people at Augusta National would not be happy if he became the story when he's not even playing.
Yeah, can you imagine him rolling up Magnolia Lane, the camera coverage it would get, or him strolling around the grounds, watching anything like that would be, it wouldn't look good for the brand, as
right.
they say.
And he would normally be there for the past champions dinner.
Correct.
And look at, let's just talk golf. Mickelson, look, he won the PGA, so he can win any week. Right, so he can win. But if there's any place that he actually probably has a legit chance to win, it's here, because not only he knows this course as good as anybody that's ever played it,
and with his short game, and it's like horses for courses. He was always kind of built for Augusta, I feel, and it's disappointing. You know, it's weird. I've never heard of somebody kind of being uninvited to Augusta, especially as a past champion.
Yeah, I wonder how that played out. I got to think. Did he do it himself knowing? Was he basically told from people from Augusta National, like, look, we don't want you here this year? And
I have a feeling someone made a phone call to him and kind of let him know the deal. Yeah.
And now next, I mean, again, when is this break going to end? There is going to be a point where he's going to come back to play.
Coming back at the PGA Championship?
He's the defending champion. He's the defending champion of the PGA Championship. Is he just not going to show up?
Yeah, at what point does he just step up and start playing and deal with
right.
and move past it?
At some point, there's going to be a time where he's like, I'm going to return to play, and he's going to have maybe the most uncomfortable press conference that he's ever had in his life, and the media is going to crush him.
For a week or two.
But at some point, it's got to happen. So you know it's going to happen. So at some point, you just got to say, all right, this is going to be the day. You wonder, you know, I'm sure the PGA of America doesn't want to be that week that he comes back as the week of the PGA Championship, because that's going to be the story. It's not going to maybe be about the event. I'm sure that's why the people at the Masters don't want him there. So I wonder how he's going to pick his spot in terms of when to come back.
I'm sure his team is helping him make that decision. Hopefully they are, because I feel like he might need some guidance through this. They have specialists who handle these kind of catastrophic media breakdowns in your reputation and stuff like that. You can call in a specialist. I hope he did. Yeah.
What's really disappointing for me about Mickelson is that throughout his career, there's been people that have, you know, have maybe thought why he's not as likable as others. Some people have always loved him. We know his interaction with the fans has been always great. I think in terms of his popularity, last year when he won the PGA, it was the highest it had ever been. His social media presence was, you know, obviously over the last few months, it's not, was as good as anybody's.
He won the pit money, from the PGA.
Him and Tiger, there was always this perceived piece that they were, you know, that they didn't like each other. And maybe for a long time they didn't. They seem to be as close as they ever have been, whether, again, that's true or not. But at least in the public's eye, it looked as though, you know, at the Ryder Cup, he's there celebrating with all the team. He's helping out. Like, it seemed like his brand was as good as that. We saw with the sunglasses, the coffee. Like, he had everything going for him, and he was his, like, he's playing in all these matches.
One of major, whatever age he was, 51. He was old.
The oldest guy to win the PGA. Yeah. And it, he's got, his charity things, the match where he's playing against Tiger, or he's got Brady and Manning.
Got the Cavs. He's wearing shorts. Yeah.
Life has always been good for Phil Mickelson, but I mean, it was at its peak here, and it came crashing down because of some ill-advised comments. So, I mean, it's too bad for him.
You think he'd be more savvy at that age too, not
because he is he is media savvy. He's very good with that stuff. I'm very surprised.
Yeah, he seems to know when the cameras are on for sure.
Now, you could argue he did have a faux pas. Now, some people might say that they were okay with it. If you remember, after one of the bad Ryder Cup losses, he went after Tom Watson publicly at a press conference. That, I know some people did not that after, because Watson had captained the team and he had said some things about lineups and sitting and, putting guys in and not. And I know some people thought that was, he went way over the line on that. That was, I want to say maybe, I don't know if it was maybe 3 or 4 Ryder Cups ago, but whenever Watson was the captain, he said some things that I know maybe didn't go over well with some of the people that were in Watson's corner.
With me. I grew up idolizing Tom Watson and Jack Nicklaus. Yeah, that was my era as I was growing up.
Basically, paraphrasing, disagreed with how Watson handled the team that week in terms of the pairings in the lineup.
And it's too bad because he was good for golf. And people enjoyed watching him play. And, he's swashbuckling around and he's always a story and he's always had a good quote. So hopefully he can move past this and people can forgive and forget and he can start playing competitive golf again.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a lot of good for the game, for sure. And he's an extremely popular player. And if there's any area in the world that people get second chances, the sports world is definitely that. This is Phil said, I think, stupid stuff. And he's not, there's people that have done a lot worse in pro sports. So I don't think that I wouldn't say here that I'm not going to say he doesn't deserve a second chance. I think he does. I think everybody, if they make a mistake. Now, how he handles it from here, though, I think he's going to have to earn some support back from people because of just some of the things he said. And, if you don't know what he said, basically I'll just quickly, he was supporting the Saudi League when asked about where that money's come from. The Saudi League, maybe, there's been ties in terms of some of the inhumane things that maybe has been gone on with some of the ties of where the league may be coming from. Then he really went hard after the PGA Tour, saying that they didn't have the best interests of players and all these sort of things. And it got out of hand to the point where players who almost, Jeff, never talk poorly about other players on tour were like, dude, Phil, you gotta check this here. This, you're wrong, and obviously the PGA Tour and hated it,
And I feel like he must have had a huge financial stake in it, and he was really trying hard to make it work is what it felt like to me. And it just, I'm sure it was a huge financial stake. Everything he does is worth tens of millions of dollars. But yeah, it was ill-advised. And, and meanwhile, F1's racing there, and, there's a lot of stuff that goes on, and, I'm not here to judge any of that, but it's been tough to watch Mickelson fall from grace like this, because I did enjoy watching him play golf.
Yeah. So the match play is coming up. Kevin, we're going to have live in a few minutes. Best match of the morning, Rahm v. Koepka at 8:08.
I hope they're off first, because they'll play in about 2 hours, those two, I have a feeling.
Yeah, they like to play fast. Yeah. The defending champion, Billy Horschel, who's playing great. He's going against Scottie Scheffler, who's one of the hottest golfers in the world. So the two of them, I think that'll be a really good match. The other matches, I said, Rahm Koepka is the headliner. That's at 8:08 this morning. Richard Bland against DJ, Scheffler against Horschel, Hatton against Power, Zalatoris against Na, Kisner against Adam Scott. Kisner knocked out JT yesterday. Connors against Kayana, Morikawa against Anser. Those are your matches. Still got a lot of big names still involved.
I like the Zalatoris Na matchup, actually. I'd like to watch those guys play golf.
Na, who walks the putts in.
Yes. Yeah.
That's fun. All right, we're going to take a time out here. Kevin Sylvester has been working the event all week. We'll have him on live. More of the details on what he expects for the weekend of the match play when we return here. We're live at the Western New York PGA Hall of Fame and offices here at Glen Oak Golf Course in Amherst, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel. Zach Jones producing back in our Amherst studios. More Tee to Green coming up right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned, more Tee to Green coming up. Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
Welcome back. Tee to Green, live at the Western New York PGA Hall of Fame and offices here at Glen Oak Golf Course in Amherst. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. You did hear that it's time to check our PGA Tour leaderboard. We'll bring Kevin Sylvester in 1 minute as he's working the match play event this week in Austin. But while we're waiting to get the PGA Tour leaderboard, let's see what's going on elsewhere. The LPGA leaderboard going on right now through two rounds of the JTBC Classic in Carlsbad, California. Nana Kortz-Madsen is your leader. She's at 11 under par. She has a two-stroke lead over Lydia Ko. So still two rounds to go in that event from California. If you want to watch the ladies this week, Golf Channel has coverage today starting at 5 p.m. Champions Tour report now, and that's brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel. No event on the Champions Tour this week. Their next event is April 1st through the 3rd. At Grand Bear Golf Club in Biloxi, Mississippi. All right, so there's your Champions Tour and your LPGA Tour. Now back to the PGA Tour, and we've got Kevin Sylvester coming in. He's working hard this week on this match play event. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're great. Thanks for coming on. We know we went from 64 to 16. What's been the biggest news so far here through the first 3 days of this event?
Well, I mean, listen, there's a bracket today that is just spectacular. It's got three former number one players and the oldest player in the field. You're going to see Jon Rahm take on Brooks Koepka in one match, and the winner of that match plays the winner of Dustin Johnson, Richard Bland. And some people listen, who the hell is Richard Bland? Well, he's a 49-year-old Englishman, finally won on the European Tour at age 48 and climbed inside the world rankings high enough to get into the event and have Bryson DeChambeau and end up coming out of his group yesterday, which is just fantastic. It's a great story. Matter of fact, he played Lee Westwood in his final match of round robin play. It was Robert Dameron, who was my broadcast partner this week, on PGA Tour Live and ESPN Plus. We're on Stream 4, the featured holes. We figured it is the oldest match ever in match play history. 49-year-old Richard Bland against soon-to-be 49-year-old Lee Westwood.
Remember, Richard Bland, people may know, was the leader early at the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines last year.
He doesn't look like a tour player.
So remember that. He had gotten in because of a third-place finish at the British Masters, which got him in, and he ended up playing well. Remember, he was early on that ended up winning, and then Rahm, of course, went on to win in dramatic fashion. But remember, Bland was the early leader, Kev.
Yes, and that's why he'll advance, right? I mean,
yeah.
Everybody's looking at Rahm, Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Richard Bland, and he'll probably – no. I mean, you know what? Dustin Johnson is just starting to turn it on here, and he's won here before. You may recall he defeated Jon Rahm back in 2018 to win here in Austin. So, I mean, first of all, Rahm versus Koepka, that's fantastic. And, you know, if Dustin wins that match, we'll play one of those two in the round of eight to go to tomorrow's semifinals. So that's great stuff.
And that golf course has got some visually intimidating approach shots, it looks like, Kev. Is that something I'm perceiving, or can you tell me a little bit about that golf course?
So I love Austin Country Club. It is just it's a fantastic piece of property. You know, people think of Texas, and they think of, you know, prairies where you're raising cattle, but it's part of hill country. Austin, all the way down through San Antonio, is the hill country of Texas. So there's a lot of topography in the golf course. The front nine, what you're seeing on television and in broadcast, the front nine, that's actually the back nine for the members. And what is the back nine down by Lake Austin, the water, that is the back nine for the tournament, but the front nine for the members, and it's two completely different golf courses. You're going through trees and a creek kind of on the front side, and then you go down the hill and you're by the water and work your way back up the hill on the back nine. But yes, there are some holes where fourth hole, you've got to carry everything to get up to the green, and then you get over to seven. I mean, you've got to carry over sands to find that putting surface. Same thing with eight and nine. There's shots up the hill, back down the hill. But then you go to 11, and the green's big enough where, like, okay, the pond in front, you know, shouldn't be a factor. Well, certainly was. We had 11 balls in the water on day one. We had five yesterday when it was back right and didn't even seem like it was going to be an issue. Actually, two players who put it in the water end up winning their matches, Kevin Na and Colin Morikawa, on that hole. And John Rahm, as a matter of fact. So three players won their match in advance, put it on the water in the hole. And then you've got 13, which is, drivable. There is a water feature all the way down the left. There's a little ribbon of a walkway. Players don't even carry land. They got to drop on this walkway. They hit it up there, and it's just a fascinating, interesting hole. But, yeah, there's a lot of water that's involved, and when the winds and you get gusted, players are taking penalties.
Kev, we got about 30 seconds left here, but I think we should mention, I know Rahm Koepka is juicy, but Billy Horschel's the defending champion. He beat Scottie Scheffler in the finals last year, and those two will play this morning, Scheffler versus Horschel.
Yeah, that's going to be a great match, rematch. Matter of fact, Scheffler, he just destroyed Matt Fitzpatrick yesterday to get into a playoff against Matt Fitzpatrick, and it went six extra holes. This should be a great match between Horschel and Scheffler. Looking forward to that one, too.
Kev, how can people hear you today?
Well, ESPN Plus, PGA Tour Live. So if you have the app and the feeds, will be on feature holes number four, stream four.
Awesome. All right, we'll be checking it out. Kev, have a great broadcast. Appreciate you joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, guys. See you.
All right, Kevin Sylvester, third man of our team here on Tee to Green. Don't forget to check out some of the new members of our team, Alex Brown and Jeff Blank. They provide some social media content, some picks on some of our tours. You can check out their stuff on our Tee to Green Instagram and Twitter handles at T2TBuffalo. Some articles as well up on our new website, T2GreenRadio.com. Big thanks to everybody here at the Western New York PGA, especially our guest, Victoria Shiro. You can contact her or any of the great staff here for any of the information we talked about. We'll have our show up on our on-demand audio section a little bit later this morning, WGR550.com. I'll also tweet out that link as well. But again, if you want any of the information about the Western New York PGA and all the programs, check out their website, WNYPGA.com. Jeff, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching some golf this weekend.
Should be great. We'll be at East Aurora Country Club next week.
Ooh, home of the Junior Masters, that's right.
That's right. We'll be looking forward to that. So thanks to everybody here at the Western PGA. Thank you for listening. For Zach Jones and our Amherst Studios, Kevin Sylvester for joining us, PGA Pro Jeff Metis, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code Apron 20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
Welcome back. T to Green, live at the Western New York PGA Hall of Fame and offices here at Glen Oak Golf Course in Amherst. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. You did hear it is time to check our PGA Tour leaderboard. We'll bring Kevin Sylvester in 1 minute as he's working the match play event this week in Austin. But while we're waiting to get the PGA Tour leaderboard, let's see what's going on elsewhere. The LPGA leaderboard going on right now through two rounds of the JTBC Classic in Carlsbad, California. Nana Kortz-Madsen is your leader. She's at 11 under par. She has a two-stroke lead over Lydia Ko. So still two rounds to go in that event from California. If you want to watch the ladies this week, Golf Channel has coverage today starting at 5 p.m. Champions Tour report now, and that's brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel. No event on the Champions Tour this week. Their next event is April 1st through the 3rd at Grand Bear Golf Club in Biloxi, Mississippi. All right, so there's your Champions Tour and your LPGA Tour. Now back to the PGA Tour, and we've got Kevin Sylvester coming in. He's working hard this week on this match play event. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're great. Thanks for coming on. We know we went from 64 to 16. What's been the biggest news so far here through the first 3 days of this event?
Well, I mean, listen, there's a bracket today that is just spectacular. It's got three former number one players and the oldest player in the field. You're going to see John Rahm take on Brooks Koepka in one match, and the winner of that match plays the winner of Dustin Johnson, Richard Bland. And some people listen, who the hell is Richard Bland? Well, he's a 49-year-old Englishman, finally won on the European Tour at age 48 and climbed inside the world rankings high enough to get into the event and have Bryson DeChambeau and end up coming out of his group yesterday, which is just fantastic. It's a great story. Matter of fact, he played Lee Westwood in his final match of round robin play. It was Robert Dameron, who was my broadcast partner this week on PGA Tour Live and ESPN Plus. We're on stream 4, the featured holes. We figured it is the oldest match ever in match play history. 49-year-old Richard Bland against soon-to-be 49-year-old Lee Westwood.
Remember, Richard Bland, people may know, was the leader early at the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines
he
last year.
He doesn't look like a tour player.
So remember
either.
That. He had gotten in because of a third-place finish at the British Masters, which got him in. And he ended up playing well. Remember, he was early on yes. that ended up winning. And then Rahm, of course, went on to win in dramatic fashion. But remember, Bland was the early leader, Kev.
Yes, and that's why he'll advance, right? I mean,
yeah.
Everybody's looking at Rahm, Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Richard Bland, and he'll probably – no. I mean, you know what? Dustin Johnson is just starting to turn it on here. And he's won here before. You may recall he defeated John Rahm back in 2018. to win here in Austin. So, I mean, first of all, Rahm versus Koepka, that's fantastic. And, you know, if Dustin wins that match, we'll play one of those two in the round of eight to go to tomorrow's semifinals. So that's great stuff.
And that golf course has got some visually intimidating approach shots, it looks like, Kev. Is that something I'm perceiving, or can you tell me a little bit about that golf course?
So I love Austin Country Club. It is just it's a fantastic piece of property. You know, people think of Texas and they think of, you know, prairies where you're raising cattle, but it's part of hill country. Austin, all the way down through San Antonio, is the hill country of Texas. So there's a lot of topography in the golf course. The front nine, what you're seeing on television in a broadcast, the front nine, that's actually the back nine for the members. And what is the back nine down by Lake Austin, the water, that is the back nine for the tournament, but the front nine for the members. And it's two completely different golf courses. You're going through trees and, you know, a creek kind of on the front side, and then you go down the hill and you're by the water and work your way back up the hill on the back nine. But yes, there are some holes where fourth hole, you've got to carry everything to get up to the green, and then you get over to seven, you've got to carry it over sands to find that putting surface. Same thing with eight and nine. There's shots up the hill, back down the hill, but then you go to 11 and the green's big enough where, like, okay, the pond in front, you know, shouldn't be a factor. Well, certainly was. We had 11 balls in the water on day one. We had five yesterday when it was back right and didn't even seem like it was going to be an issue. Actually, two players who put it in the water end up winning their matches, Kevin Na and Colin Morikawa, on that hole. And John Rahm, as a matter of fact. So three players won their match in advance, put it on the water in the hole. And then you've got 13. Which is, you know, drivable. There is a water feature all the way down the left. You know, there's a little ribbon of a walkway. Players don't even carry land. They got to drop on this walkway. They hit it up there, and it's just a fascinating, interesting hole. But, yeah, there's a lot of water that's involved, and when the winds and you get gusted, players are taking penalties.
Kev, we got about 30 seconds left here, but I think we should mention, I know Rahm Koepka is juicy, but Billy Horschel's the defending champion. He beat Scottie Scheffler in the finals last year, and those two will play this morning, Scheffler versus Horschel.
Yeah, it's going to be a great match, rematch. Matter of fact, Scheffler, he just destroyed Matt Fitzpatrick yesterday to get into a playoff against Matt Fitzpatrick, and it went six extra holes. This should be a great match between Horschel and Scheffler. Looking forward to that one, too.
Kev, how can people hear you today?
Well, ESPN Plus, PGA Tour Live, so if you have the app, and the feeds will be on feature holes number four, stream four.
Awesome. All right, we'll be checking it out. Kev, have a great broadcast. Appreciate you joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, guys. See you.
All right, Kevin Sylvester, third man of our team here on Tee to Green. Don't forget to check out some of the new members of our team, Alex Brown and Jeff Blank. They provide some social media content, some picks on some of our tours. You can check out their stuff on our Tee to Green Instagram and Twitter handles at T2TBuffalo. Some articles as well up on our new website, T2GreenRadio.com. Big thanks to everybody here at the Western New York PGA, especially our guest, Victoria Shiro. You can contact her or any of the great staff here for any of the information we talked about. We'll have our show up on our on-demand audio section a little bit later this morning, WGR550.com. I'll also tweet out that link as well. But again, if you want any of the information about the Western PGA and all the programs, check out their website, WNYPGA.com. Jeff, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching some golf this weekend.
Should be great. We'll be at East Aurora Country Club next week.
Ooh, home of the Junior Masters, that's right.
That's right. We'll be looking forward to that. So thanks to everybody here at the Western PGA. Thank you for listening. For Zach Jones and our Amherst Studios, Kevin Sylvester for joining us, PGA Pro Jeff Midas, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.